The Big Breakfast with Martin Fundamatva.
This guy is really good.
On OFM, the sound of your life.
Hi, it's Duncan from The Big Breakfast on OFM. Now, this week on the show, we started things out with probably my worst thing we do on the show, Martin's shower thoughts. Okay.
Welcome to a world of imagination. A world where stupid thoughts are a reality. Welcome to Marty's Mind.
All right, back to the shower thoughts. Let's start with this. If you ever think you'd be brave at gunpoint, just reflect on how you responded the last time someone aimed a rubber band at you.
No.
Don't we all do that, eh?
I scream it, boy.
32 years since Chernobyl and still no superheroes. It's disappointing, isn't it? There are a lot of people walking amongst us who were born around midnight and whose heads have different birthdays than their feet.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fire weird.
But you're also dropping the quality a little bit.
Just saying. You know you're good at your job when no one minds your unprofessionalism. Isn't that true?
Jy kyk vir my met ek in my pyjamas en dankie.
Dis baie goed jy werk so. It must take a while for a giraffe to throw up.
I think it must be a struggle.
Yes.
Surely it's impossible.
I'm going to have to Google that one.
Yeah.
What are you going to type into your Google?
I'd love to know what the search words would be there.
That search history is just going to look terrible. I don't know what I'd do.
With Carols by Candlelight taking place on Wednesday evening, we decided to do an unbelievable truth about carols. When Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans came to power in England in 1647, the celebration of Christmas and singing carols was stopped. However, the carol survived as people still sang them in secret.
I'm going to say it's true, not because I know anything about these facts. It's just because it sounds very specific with the names and the periods, you know? Some research.
You got me. It is, in fact, true. But can you imagine being so lame and hateful that you didn't like a Christmas carol? Being the king that says, stop singing with joy.
Yeah. No, you must all sing Graveyard March.
What an idiot. And then, you know, like people come together in tough times. They discuss revolution.
Oh, yeah, like fascists and commies and whatnot.
There must have been people in Some Oaks dugout going, jingle bells,
Silent night, God, keep it down.
Thank goodness they did, though. Imagine we didn't have carols today. It would have been horrible. The first song ever performed in space was, in fact, Jingle Bells. No takers?
It might be Cine.
Okay. According to Christmas carols and stories, there were only three wise men. One that brought gold, one brought myrrh, one brought frankincense. However, according to some stories, there were four wise men who brought a fourth guy who brought a highly ineffective gift. And because of this, he was left out of the legend.
Yes. I'm sure there has to be some truth to this.
You do?
Yeah, the fourth wise man.
Yeah, what would you think a highly ineffective gift is?
For biblical times, a laptop up there. In maybe it was in Jerusalem, so a tub of ice cream. That wouldn't be very effective as a gift.
I actually don't have words for your idiocracy. I will award you no points because it's not true.
But a laptop is a highly ineffective gift in the year.
It would be ineffective.
Then lastly, we had some technology problems, so we did a final countdown quiz that we want you to try and take part in. See how many questions you can answer in 1 minute.
Your time starts now.
Question number one, what is the public holiday that happens after Christmas? Question number two is, what is the combined age of three kids that are all 7 years old? Question number three, who is the Springbok captain? Question number four, who sings the famous African song Kaptein? Next one is, in which city is Friends set? Let's do the time warp again, is from which movie or musical? Which South African province has the most people living in it? And what is the Afrikaans translation? I want the full name of SAA. Who sang Blue Suede Shoes? What does CSI stand for? Then I want, if you're in Bloemfontein, which direction would you need to travel to get to Durban? Then what is the lamb version of bacon called? Then I want to know, in poker, what hand does a pair and three of a kind make?
Wow.
For that and anything else you might have missed, go to our blog, The Big Breakfast Blog, on ofm.co.za. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and spend it with the ones that you love. And you can catch us again Monday morning, 6 a.m. for The Big Breakfast, right here on OFM, the sound of your life.
The Big Breakfast with Martin van der Merwe.
This guy is really good.
On OFM, the sound of your life.